This is Sophia Lopercaro. I am here at the very first Commercial Music Society showcase. Things are just about to start to pick up now. People are starting to come in. The shows are going to start very soon. The acts are going to start to come on quite shortly. And I am here with Alex. Alex, what is your role on the Commercial Music Society committee?
I'm part of the scouting team, which kind of involves looking for bands and helping create the lineup. You know, kind of making sure it all makes sense and we can put on a cohesive night for people to enjoy.
Very nice. And why did you decide to join the committee?
Well, I'm third year and I'm graduating in a few months. So while I've been here, although there's been the occasional gig on campus, there's never been anything regular. And I was got a bit frustrated with that. So I got talking with a few of my friends on the course, a couple of members of staff, and we decided to kind of set up this committee to make sure that there's like a monthly opportunity for musicians, you know, bands or solo artists to come and play to an audience and, you know, just create like a more social environment.
These events are just so much fun, and I think it's great that you guys are doing this. Kind of building on that, is there anything in particular that you're really looking forward to tonight?
Tonight, I'm looking forward to Goodbye Brighton's set. I've got no favourites of the bands, obviously, but like I'm good friends with all the guys in Goodbye Brighton, and I've seen them live before, so I'm looking forward to that.
I am here with Simon, and Simon is the president of the Commercial Music Society. As president, what do you do with the society?
Basically, I'm like the mother of the society. So I just look after people, make sure we're reaching the goals that we set ourselves, and just making sure that every event that we do is up to the top quality we have to provide.
Okay. And so what I've come to understand is that you are one of the founding members of the society, because it is a new society. So why did you start the society?
So basically, I've been studying in this uni for about a year and a half. I've been around for about 2 years, and I've always noticed how we've got such amazing facilities, but they have not been used to their full potential. Therefore, me and a few other people sat down and we realized that something has to be done in order to use the benefits of the facilities we've got in this university.
I am here with Sophie, who is the treasurer of the Commercial Music Society. No, I just found out we're kind of almost named twins, because, you know, my name's Sophia, so I think it's important that everybody knows that for some reason. Probably not, but I'm going to say it anyway. All right, well, I'd like to know, why did you get involved with the Commercial Music Society?
I think it's a really good idea. It's a really good chance for everyone to get involved in the music at uni, like gets everyone aware of what goes on in the music courses. And it's a really good chance for everyone involved in the music courses to get some experience in what's going on, what actually goes on outside of uni, putting on gigs and performing in the gigs, like all the roles. It's really it's nice.
So I know that you have a little raffle going on tonight.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, is there anything, I mean, won't be broadcast live, but maybe just to make people want to come next time, because if you keep doing stuff like this, I'm sure this will be a good incentive.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, if for some reason people don't come for the music, which doesn't make sense, like, we need extra reasons. So what is this raffle that's going on tonight?
Okay, well, I'm doing a raffle tonight for a £20 voucher at the bar, which apparently equals to 12 pints, which is incredibly cheap and mad, but yeah, we're doing that. £20 voucher at the bar for £1 a ticket, and it's to support the Commercial Music Society. So all the money's going to us, and we're trying to save money at the moment to make money for more gigs. So it's a really, really good opportunity, and yeah, buy tickets to win beer. Well, I mean, what's wrong with that?
I've said this many times, but it's really fantastic what you guys are doing. Speaking of which, so far it seems that things are going quite well. How do you feel about the event so far? We've had two bands go on and we have a third one going on right now.
It's better than I actually expected. We've got quite a lot of people. The venue looks quite packed. Everyone's very enthusiastic about it. I'm getting a lot of good feedback. And yeah, the bands are amazing. And I'm in my personal opinion, I think we're reaching the goal that we set ourselves with. So it's going very well.